And I'll explain it later, but what's happened is that people aren't playing fair and they're not playing by the rules.
Okay.
And serious indictable crimes are being committed and laws are being broken. And I feel good, I feel great inside, like there was no need to go out and see me to see if I was okay or anything like that.
Well, that's all right, we're just doing our jobs, that's all.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem, is that I'm not mentally ill, and I've got ample proof that the 238 report was fabricated on just about every substantive part, and evidence, so presentable to the courts, which they've got.
And that's what that's what you're doing with the court proceedings.
Well, you would have thought so, right? But Alexandra Simpson still consults to the mental health courts, and so I need to be concerned about nepotism and things like that. And so, and two, I'm presenting evidence which points to an indictable crime, so perjury, so lying manifestly to the courts. And it becomes an issue because I'm going to those very courts for assistance in the matter.
It is mental health court that you're going to.
Well, yeah, but
because that's where appeals go. Yeah.
Appeals, that's right.
And which is the appeal that you've got lodged.
Yeah, I've got, yeah. Well, haven't.
And it's a Supreme Court judge that sits on mental health court.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate...
I just want to make sure there's no
misunderstanding, that's all. Okay, I've got a distinction degree from QUT. I've worked in the corporate environment for many, many years.
Just trying to help.
I've spent literally thousands of hours studying law and working on the law in this case.
Okay, my misunderstanding. I'm
so,
just offering a
VC. So, yeah, it is an appeal, but it's not the Court of Appeal.
No,
so it's
no,
an appeal
it's not.
To the mental health court.
No, it's not.
Now,
no,
today's invitation for a or order for a an assessment, I was expecting a recommendation or request for court examination order. Because it's past the 28 days since the last... tribunal, and you need, if there was to be a review post-tribunal, it needed to be within 28 days. Now that had, well, it probably did it with me in absentia, so I wasn't at the same way that Jonathan Lineker did. So he did a review that I wasn't even there. So now something might have gone right there because I don't know, but I can see that he's no longer with Queensland Health. And so the issue I have is that within the PICU in 2013, I was clear, I was lucid, I was asserting my rights, I was saying that I was okay, and I was told for a period of 2 weeks, the only words that came out of Simpson's mouth were, "I think you've got a mental illness," and she just went on and on and on and tried to break me and pull me down. And eventually she snapped, she lost her temper, and ordered an ITO and stormed out of the room. And like a tantrum, because Alexandra couldn't get her way. So, you know, I've had a review within 4 months. I'm scheduled to have one every 4 months. So if there was to be one today, and I'll go through this again with the doctor, I was expecting it to be a court order, not post MHRT, because that 28 days is up, and he would have done that with me in absentia, that the same way that Jonathan Lineker did. So I found it quite unusual and quite extraordinary that I would be doing a psychiatric review given the quality and of the evidence that I've been able to provide to the courts. And where it's not very pretty. Yeah.
You've been through a lot.